Hi, as she said, I'm Katherine Hank. I am a senior at UW River Falls, and I work for Winfield United also, as Cody did before me. Our projects are very similar. We worked in different areas of the company, and with the Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans being so new in a sense, but also not new, we are trying to do all that we can and research all that we can about these so that we can stop the problems that we are already seeing. So my title is Optimizing Adjuvants and Dicamba Combinations for Roundup Ready to Extend Soybeans. So before I started, I did a couple of research times for this because, like many of us, I didn't know that much about it. So during my research, I found that in one of the articles by Ferguson that the required nozzles for new dicamba technologies are effective for reducing the drift, but they're not maintained by the efficacy for the herbicide. And then another study that I found was that performance of plant regulator, growth regulators, or the dicamba, increased more consistently with increasing droplet size. And then one of the final articles that I read was about how adjuvants produce a film which reduces the loss of volatile chemicals, which is important for this technology. So after looking through this research, I came up with some ways that to think about how this technology is important and why it is important to us. So with more weeds becoming resistant to different modes of action and sites of action, we need to find new ways to get rid of them in order to allow our plants and our crops to grow and get all the nutrients that they can. And so an example of resistance is water hemp and giant ragweed are resistant to our group 9s, or our glyphosates, and our group 2s, which is our ALS inhibitors. Another importance is that with dicamba being so volatile, it creates off-target movement and it could damage our crops, including and also our neighbors' crops. And then another thing that I found out this summer was that many growers are unprepared to spray this, with especially up in our area, and so we needed to find a way how to properly teach our co-ops and our retailers and our growers to properly apply this so that they're reducing drift and volatilization. So the main objective of my presentation was to determine the effect of interlock when mixed with Engenia and on-target on droplet size. So as Cody said, the on-target is the required drift-reducing agent that is needed in the tank. That just happens to be the Winfield United brand. And then Engenia is the BASF product that I worked with, and it's that dicamba product. So for this experiment, the way that I designed my treatment was I took a field and I also did some wind tunnel experiments. So for the field, I took 40 acres and I sprayed it at Engenia at 12.8 ounces per acre and then on target at 0.5% volume to volume. And then on the other side of the field, I used Engenia and on target at the same rate and then added interlock at 2 ounces per acre, which is half of the rate that is required, or not required, but labeled. And then this farm was located west of Menominee in Wisconsin. And then for the wind tunnel data, we ran the experiment at the same time for 5 times. So this is a picture showing how I set up the weeds, or the steel weeds, excuse me, with the water-sensitive paper attached to it throughout the field. And so the way that I set it up was on one side of the field, if I walked in 3 rows and then 5 steps. I did it on the same side so that the same can be done on both sides of the trial to make sure that we are able to compare the water-sensitive paper afterwards. So how does interlock optimize the droplet size? By adding interlock, we are increasing our canopy penetration, which I showed through the steel weeds. We are improving deposition on the intended target. We are reducing driftable fines, keeping droplets at an optimum size range, and lowering our VMD, or our volume median diameter. So as this graph shows, with water alone, our percent fines that are above 622 microns is over 50%. So that's kind of like our base of looking at the rest of this trial. With the Ingenia added, we increased that to 60%. And then adding on the OnTarget or the AG16098, we are increasing that again further, making our droplet sizes very large. And then adding the interlock at just 2 ounces per acre reduces that back down to around 65%. And then looking at this graph, we're looking at our volume median diameter, or VMD as I will call it. With the water alone, we see that these TTI nozzles at a pressure of 60 psi, we are looking at around 650 microns. That is already above our optimum size range of 250 to 600 microns, and so we can already tell that we are going to have some issues with that. So looking at Ingenia, when we are adding that into the tank mix, it brings our VMD up to 700 microns. And then adding the OnTarget brings it over to 800. That causes a bowling ball effect, which means that instead of landing on the leaf surface and staying there, it's either going to bounce and roll off, landing onto the ground, wasting product, or it's going to bounce and splatter, making that there's a whole bunch of driftal fines that move up into our air, and then that's how it drifts away. And then just by adding that interlock at 2 ounces per acre, we bring that VMD down to around 740, which still outside of our optimum range, but better than 800. So these are the water-sensitive papers that I put throughout the field. They're comparing, again, where they were located within the field and also within the canopy. So as you can see, that without interlock, we are seeing that there's a lot of movement with our droplets. We're not necessarily looking at how much coverage we're getting. We're looking at the movement of the droplets and the sizes of them. So you can see that with the interlock added, we're not necessarily getting large droplets. We're getting less little ones in an awkward sense. Just by looking at all these pictures, we can see that interlock is doing its job at just half of a rate. So how does interlock reduce off-target movement? So it takes the small droplets and combines them together to make larger ones, making those more efficient and keeping them where they should be. Then it takes the large droplets and keeps them from getting larger so that there's not as much of a bowling ball effect. And then finally, we allow the tank mix to stay at the same consistency, which is important so that we're not getting clumps in our chemicals and that they can be spread at the same rate throughout the entire field. So how do we apply this technology? Because interlock works with such a wide range of pesticides, including fungicides, insecticides, as well as herbicides like the dicamba, we are able to spray it with all types of tank mixes, which in the end will reduce drift of all of our products, not just dicamba. And then it works well with all nozzle types and sizes, including the flat fans and TTI nozzles. As we can see through these plates that I sprayed, with the flat fans, we are seeing the same reaction to the small droplets combining to be larger with the TTIs as well. So what's next? What do we do with this technology that I've worked all summer to receive? We can tell that adjuvants reduce the drift and improve the efficacy of our products by keeping the product where it should be. With dicamba formulations being so volatile as it is, we are able to make them less volatile with a bigger product and keep them also where they are. Time of day applications can also be important. We've seen that if they are sprayed early morning or late at night, they're more prone to lifting and getting moved by just the temperature inversions. So midday applications are where they're supposed to be and better for the technology. And then more product stays on the plant, which in the end saves our growers money. And since The growers are our main focus. We need them, and without them, it's just dirt. Thank you. Any questions? Yes.
Both of you put these cards out and then you get the distribution. Why don't you scan those and get crop sizes and area distribution? It would be so simple in today's technology. Why do they still use such a simple technique?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I guess how I understand the question is that you're asking, why don't we use...
Well, you're showing me two cards that say one's different than the other, but you can quantify that very easily.
You're talking about the...
any of the spray pattern cards that you said.
Okay, so why don't I analyze those to get the...
Why not scan them and get drop size or distribution patterns?
Yeah. Yeah, and that is a good way. I did not for my trials, but I know other interns from the other states that did the same project. They did. Due to time restraints, I didn't, and I should have. I admit that. The reason why we use the wind tunnels to get our data is because it is pure data. There's no skew in what we're getting because there's no other outside forces that are being confused with. Does that answer your question?